Have you ever thought about long-term care? MKN Financial Group provides long-term care planning and insurance that can be custom designed to cover expenses as you grow older. Long-term care can take place in the comfort of your own home, in adult daycare centers, and at assisted living or skilled facilities. With so many options to choose, Marcy Nunn can help you design a plan that is tailored for you. Call her today at 805-644-3535. That's 805-644-3535. Surfaces USA is your natural stone and tile superstore. Come browse the largest selection of natural stone, glass, porcelain, ceramic, and composite tile and slabs. Choose your kitchen or bath countertops from our rich selection of unique and exotic granite, marble, and onyx slabs. Ask about our installation project management and free design consultation services. Call us today and mention the Kim Pagano Show and get 10% off your order. 805-604-1568. That's 805-604-1568. Or visit us online at surfacesusa.com. Conveniently located at 380 South Lombard Street in Oxnard. Surfaces USA. We'll help you make your dream home a reality.
Let's get it started in here.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's Inspiration Station. This is the Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Welcome, welcome everyone. I do want to welcome you here to our afternoon show, and I do want to remind you of our morning show from 6 to 8 every Saturday morning. Of course, also all of our podcasts that you can download on iTunes and our newsletter that goes out every single day. I'd love to have you get a part of being with us all the time. I am Kim, and I am the host of the Kim Pagano Show, the brighter side of the 805 and the brighter side of life. And Elise is in the studio with me. Thank you so much for hanging out with us today, Elise.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely. Tom, how you doing?
Everything's great this afternoon.
Very, very good. And we've got a great show for you, and I'm so glad that you are here restarting your day in a positive way. Our first guest is going to be Dr. Greg Johns, and we're going to be talking about Don't Call It Love, Breaking the Cycle of Relationship Dependency, and also Thomas Gagliano, and with 7 Tips to Enhance the Intimacy in Our Life. We've had some really great topics today. I love that, so I can't wait for our show to start. Before we do that, I want to give out our phone number here, and that is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And Tom, you want to talk about all of our giveaways?
Great Breakfast House. Boy, talk about a great way to start your day. How about Pete's Breakfast House? We also have the Midtown Cafe, Urbane Cafe, Lazy Dog Restaurant, and Bar Freebird's World Burrito. There's the Veggie Grill, a free kids meal. From The Habit, Rubio's Fresh Mexican Grill, Dickie's Barbecue Pit, Paul Martin's, Famous Dave's, and the Lure Fish House. At the Rubicon Theater, we talked to these folks earlier this morning, and at Sea Rock City, Rubicon Theater's latest presentation running through Valentine's Day, February 14th. Also on Valentine's Day, it's a Sunday, February 14th, we have Movico Theater's presentation of the Valentine's Comedy Date Night, and that is featuring local comic Jason Love. The Harlem Globetrotters are coming throughout Southern California. They'll be in Anaheim, Santa Barbara, Ontario, and Los Angeles. And finally, Shen Yun, Experience a Divine Culture of Music and Dance. And you will find them at the Fred Cavalli Theater in TO, also in Northridge at the Valley Performing Arts Center, the Granada Theater in Santa Barbara, and the Microsoft Theater in beautiful Los Angeles.
Thank you so much, Tom. And let's start off with, how about some Shen Yun tickets? And we'd love to get those out to somebody. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. I'm telling you, it's an experience, a divine culture. And I enjoyed it last year, and I'm going to enjoy it again this year. So I'd love somebody to share that with us. Lots of different locations. And starting March 22nd all the way through April 24th. So again, call in right now. All you have to do is leave us your name and your your number and what you're calling about, because we're going to have opportunities every 15 minutes throughout our show. So I hope that you stay with us. And again, that phone number is 805-419-0008, 419-0008. I do want to also do a little shout out and invite all of you to the 7th Annual Experience Strength and Hope Awards at the Skirball Culture Center on Tuesday, February 16th. And they're going to be honoring actress and author Mackenzie Phillips. And so it's a great night. Doors open at 5:30. It's catered reception. And then show starts at 7:30, and tickets are $75. And they are available at www.brownpapertickets.com. Again, our first guest, Dr. Greg Jantz, and we're going to be talking about Don't Call It Love, Breaking the Cycle of Relationship Dependency. Dr. Jantz, are you there?
Hey, how are you? I'm right here.
Good. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Good to be with you today. It's an important topic, interesting topic, too.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. I'm almost looking at going, we have a recovery show that obviously we're going to have you back on. We do that every other week here from our 2 to 3. But I'm so glad that you are here with us today. But why do you call it Don't Call It Love? and it's kind of an intriguing title.
Sure. This is my 30th book, by the way. And this one I have co-authored with Dr. Tim Clinton. He is the president of the American Christian Counseling Association. We call it Don't Call It Love because so many of us really want to have that relationship that is rewarding, fulfilling, the way God designed it to be, but we realize something's not right. And you may have that somebody in your life that you would do anything for. We all have that person. We do anything for. We overstretch ourselves. We overgive. And yet, that doesn't change anything in the relationship, and we're not any happier. So we call that, don't call it love.
Oh, is that codependency?
Well, the old word for that would be codependency, and we can still call it that. But we're calling it relationship addiction or relationship dependency.
Ooh, and okay. I like that.
What we find there is that the word codependency is so confusing. We don't know what it means anymore. It's been overused. What we want to do is really talk about how to have a healthy relationship. What does that look like?
Yeah, and what is a healthy relationship? Because isn't it like one person starts off healthy, okay, but then maybe, you know, there's days where you just wake up and you're not feeling yourself, so you're maybe a little more insecure, a little bit, and so you kind of keep teeter-tottering back and forth. Do you agree?
You know, there's days that you may have, we all have those, maybe a little down days, but what we're talking about is a pattern in relationships, which probably we ought to talk about what that is, but a pattern in relationship that really is ultimately unfulfilling, and maybe you have a lot of depression, maybe there's a lot of anxiety, and we need to look at what's the reason for that.
Okay, I love it. Now, you know, let me back up a second, Dr. Jantz. Tell us who you are and what you do, a little bit about yourself.
Sure. I'm the founder of the center, A Place of Hope. We're a facility where people come in from all over the country to receive help from a whole person vantage point. We build personal teams for people. We do medical, we do counseling, we do health and wellness. And the biggest thing that we see these days after 30 years is depression and anxiety. Huge. And so we're voted in the top 10 places in the whole country to go and get help for depression.
And where is a Place of Hope?
Place of Hope is right near Seattle, Washington.
Oh, okay, great. Perfect.
So this again, as I mentioned, is my 30th book, and we're still passionate about what we do, and we believe there's hope.
Wow, 30 books. Oh, my gosh. Okay, great. Wow, congratulations to you.
So, you got it.
Yeah. So, why is it important to look at one's relationship when deciding if you may be a person who is a dependent?
You know, one of the things that we want to look at is our relationship fulfilling? Are we, God designed us to be in relationship and we are really designed for that. So we want to look at what's our pattern in relationship.
So, you know, when you say a pattern, what it makes me think of is, you know, there's, you know, in it, the partnership. Okay, so where do you want to go? I don't know. Where do you want to go? Okay, that's one, right? Like, can't you just say, I feel like steak and I feel like seafood. Okay, so we had seafood last night. How about if we, so that's like a very healthy negotiation, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Or there's the person that, I don't know, whatever you want. And you want that person to be a part of your relationship, correct? But maybe they don't feel like they own their position.
Right. We do. But and maybe we should define, you know, what we called codependency. And let's look at these patterns that could exist. And, you know, we look again, I'm talking about patterns because we all have, and to what degree the patterns exist. But here's how to tell if you're in a healthy relationship. Maybe that's, you know, one of the first things. Though, well, how do I, you know, we usually know if something's out of order, but how healthy is my relationship or my relationship?
I like that.
So one of the things we have to look at is, well, what is a dependent personality disorder? What's a dependent personality disorder? Well, here's a question to ask yourself, or maybe your loved one. Do you have trouble or difficulty making just those everyday decisions without, you know, ruminating? Is it just hard to make a decision without a lot of reassurance? A dependent personality never feels good about their decisions, finds it extremely hard to make a decision.
So second-guessing yourself?
And then you worry. You know, did I make the right decision?
Right. So then you're second guessing yourself. Okay. So that would be a relationship dependency?
I'm just going through a couple of the traits.
Okay. Got it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's one. And again, we're looking at a pattern here.
Okay.
Another one is do I need to look for others to, you know, really take responsibility? Where I default everything to other people. It's related to not making decisions, but, you know, I can't, anything major, I default. I never can decide. And I give all my personal power away.
Mm.
So that's one to look at.
Okay.
All right. Now, number three, stay with me here. Number three is, do I have difficulty really disagreeing with people because I'm so afraid? I'm afraid of their response, but I just can't disagree or I can't really freely share my opinion because I'm afraid, and afraid to do so.
Wow, I like that. I mean, I like where you're going with this because this is, I'm sure my listeners, because I'm like looking at it going, I know somebody like that, I know, you know what I mean? We all have parts of these, but if we have so many, then I would think that that would be a huge warning sign.
Absolutely, yeah. So these are just a few, you know, a dependent personality person, a lot of anxiety. You may have woken up this morning and go, what should I wear? And it's a small decision, but I can't decide. And I look in my closet and I start to think, okay, is he or she going to be happy? Am I going to wear something that they're going to be happy and like? And so I'm defaulting all my decisions over to what I think another person wants all the time.
Yeah, wow. I could totally relate to that. Go ahead, Elise.
I was just wondering, can you say don't call it love, but can you be in love and be dependent as well?
Well,
that's a great question.
In love, well, I think what we want to define, well, love, what's a healthy love? Is a healthy love so consuming that I wake up in the middle of the night with an anxiety attack out of my sleep because I'm worried about something in the relationship? Where I, you know, as a Christian, we want to serve one another, but am I so over-serving that my self-care and my own well-being is not good? So I wouldn't call that love. That would not be a healthy love.
I see where you're going. Yeah, and I totally agree. I do want to remind anybody that's just tuning in with us right now that you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, here in the 805. We're talking with Dr. Greg dance and really breaking the cycle of relationship dependency. And we've kind of been just going over of like, really, I call it owning your position. And if you're one of those people out there, and I've had, you know, several of my listeners that, you know, have gotten some, I call them golden nuggets from our show, that said, oh my God, I had no idea that I was over serving my partner, or I was trying to live their life and I had no intention of living mine. I think that's kind of where what you're talking about. What a great message to bring to my audience. And Dr. Johns, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us so we can kind of dig deeper into this?
I'm here with you.
You got it. All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. I'd love to give something away right now. And I've got some Rubicon tickets, and they start actually this evening, January 27th through February 14th. And they're presenting Sea Rock City. They were on our show this morning. Oh, my God, you're not going to want to miss this. I've got a pair of tickets for somebody right now. 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
I'm a lifelong Ventura County resident, and I hate to admit it, but I'm guilty of something, and I'm guilty of being what you call a hair jumper. And what that means is that I'm not really loyal to any one particular barber, stylist, or hair cutter, and that also means my hair doesn't always look as good or as great as it could. Until that is, I met Kim Pagano, the one and only hair therapist of Westlake Village. Now, I wasn't a believer until I got up from her chair and saw the magic she did on this head of hair. And I know she's going to do the same for you. So give her a call, 818-612-0832. That's 818-612-0832. She's going to change your life. She's going to change the life of your hair. And she's going to end your days as a hair jumper. Give Kim Pagano, the hair therapist of Westlake Village, a call. It's 818-612-0832.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. We're talking with Dr. Greg Jantz, and we're talking about Don't Call It Love. And when you say don't call it love, is your love maybe isn't exactly healthy. Maybe we need to, Dr. Jantz was giving us some examples of things that we might do that is actually hurting not only our partner, but ourselves. And that's really what it's all about. It's almost like I kind of want to think about, you know, when you get on the airplane and they say to take your own oxygen first. Like, yeah. This is like, you know, you need to take your own oxygen first. You need to say, so what do I want to wear this morning? How do I feel? You got to almost like do your own self-examination. And then your partner is just an extension of your life, correct?
You know, even more than that is you can't separate the two.
Yeah. Yeah. Are you married, Dr. Jantz?
I've been married 32 years.
Okay.
And so,
congratulations.
I do walk this.
Yep, we all do. I'm right there, so, 1 year behind you, 31.
Awesome.
So, yeah, and so in long-time marriages, don't you think that you kind of go through different chapters?
We do go through different chapters, sure.
Okay.
But as we look at the person that's unhealthy, you know, here's a couple other things to look at. They go to such an extreme of over-serving and put the needs of others above their own needs that you get sick. And it comes out, you're depressed, you're anxious, and literally you do not have a sense that you're lovable. You're thinking, I have to do all these things in order to even be lovable for God. But something has happened where you don't feel lovable to God or to others, and the only way you think you have value is by doing all these that we've called codependent or dependent type behaviors, and though it's miserable, it's the only thing that you know to do.
And so is that become a habit?
It would be more like an addiction.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
So, yeah, and then you start making it a way of your life.
That's right.
So what are some of the ways that we can talk to ourselves and try to get away from these kind of things?
Well, you know, sometimes this really has been adopted as a part of our personality and our personality trait. So what we're looking at here is probably needing some help to understand, was there something of real trauma that happened to you in the past that caused you to, and Dr. Tim talks, Clinton talks in the book about forming healthy attachments. Was there something that happened that was traumatic that really having healthy attachments with other human beings just didn't happen?
Mm.
And so usually if we're this way, it's because there's been some trauma in our life. And so we want to probably need some help with that. What happened? Because here's what a relationship-dependent person, if one relationship ends, it is a point of major despair, and they're going to go out and look for the next relationship and the next relationship because they cannot bear not having a relationship.
Right, right. So it's almost like out of desperation.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
so,
that's right.
Yeah. So let me ask you, give us some steps to turn our lives around, some relationship skills.
Sure. Well, one of the things that we need to look at is, when you think about relationship skills, is I would take a piece of paper and just start writing. First of all, take 15 minutes, and I want you to write down all of the positive things about you.
Mm.
Now, if you're a relationship-dependent person, that might be hard to just think about. What's the gift, the uniqueness, the talent? Who did God design you to be? What's special about you? And a lot of times we'll really, really struggle with that assignment. So I want you to try to do that. And then I want you to begin to look at, answer the question, what do I bring to the relationship?
Mm-hmm.
And we all have a tendency to list all the things, oh, I do this, I do that, I do that. And be careful about all the do's. So you begin to analyze. In fact, in the book, we put together a really good 12-week plan to help you begin to make adjustments. But I'm going to be frank with you. If this is really an issue, a major issue, and you've suffered in this regard for a long time and you're miserable today, then what you need to do is probably seek some help, a counselor, a trusted advisor who can really help you walk through this, because you're changing a life pattern and you're going to need support.
Wow, I hear you. I hear you. And again, for anybody that's just tuning in with us right now, we're talking with Dr. Greg Johns. We're talking about don't call it love and really relationship dependency. Where do we find your book?
Well, certainly we'd find the book anywhere. All the typical places, the Christian Book Outlets, and ChristianBook.com, Amazon. You can find it from me. Visit me at aplaceofhope.com.
A place of hope. Yeah.
Aplaceofhope.com.
So let me ask you, look at this question. How does a spiritual abuse contribute to a relationship dependency?
Well, you think about spiritual abuse. This is an interesting term.
And what do you mean by spiritual abuse?
Spiritual abuse probably comes to us when we misuse Scripture in order to get our own way. It's ultimately about power and control. And power and control is really about getting your own way. So people misusing Scripture in order to get their way. And they're kind of playing God in your life.
So okay.
Be careful about that.
Right. So they're manipulating you through religious pulls.
Yes, exactly.
Okay.
So if I've been a victim of spiritual abuse, really
I never heard of spiritual abuse. That's interesting. I mean, is that a big thing?
Well, if you live with somebody that misuses scripture and it's about power and control and it's really not, they're pretending to be God and they're not God, then that would be something to be aware of.
Okay. Or if you're making somebody the main person that makes decisions for you in your life, correct? That would be giving somebody else power.
That's right. That's right.
Yeah.
You
okay.
Got it.
Okay. Wow. Very, very interesting topic. I would love you to send me all your books. I'd love to keep having you back. I think these are so interesting, and I would also love to have you back on our recovery show.
Well, thank you for having me today.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right. Well, thank you so much. And again, the name of your book is Don't Call It Love, and that's, of course, by Dr. Greg Johns. And
you got it. Well, visit us at aplaceofhope.com.
You got it. Thank you so much. And thank you for being a guest here on our show.
Yes.
And I hope you share our show with everyone.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Our next guest is Thomas Gagliano, and we're going to be talking about 7 tips to enhance the intimacy in your life. And one of his books, his first book was The Problem Was Me. And sometimes we have to look at ourselves and, see, are we the problem or are we what's making it? So I always say take a self-evaluation. With that, you are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, I'd love to do another giveaway. And I have some Lazy Dog restaurant and bar gift certificates. And I'd love to invite you to go and check their restaurants out if you haven't already. Oh, my God, there's so many things. It's like one of my favorite restaurants. So, again, give us a call at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
Will you be stressed or serene in 2016? You know, we can't change what's outside of us or fix others. So how do we cope? Audrey Walzer's science-based Learn Mindfulness Meditation course has taught Kim Pagano and hundreds of others in the 805 the tools of mindfulness to downregulate the stress response, even when life gets difficult. Attend a free introduction to mindfulness and register now for upcoming classes in Westlake, Camarillo, and Ventura. Visit mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com. Be serene in 2016. That's mindfulnessmeditationwithaudrey.com.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show, finally on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, I want to say I hope that you're having a great weekend. And I hope that you're just, enjoying your life, taking time to really know who you are and not just making time go by, really investing in yourself. That's what it's all about. So with that, I'm Kim. I'm here with Elise. I'm here with Tom. Our next guest is Thomas Gagliano, and we're going to be talking about 7 tips to enhance the intimacy in your life. And of course, I'm so glad that you're here. Our phone number here is 805-419-0008. Thomas, are you there?
Yes, I am. Thank you, Kim.
Thank you for joining us. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Is this the name of another book? I don't have your book yet, so.
My first book, which was fortunate enough to be a bestseller, is called The Problem Was Me. Okay, and my wife, Kim, totally agreed with that title. I want you to know right now.
Okay, she'll vouch for you, right?
Right, she said you finally got it right.
Oh, so. I love it. Well, no, you know, no, that's a good thing that you looked at yourself first, right?
You have to. You know what? I can only fix myself, and I have to show up in my relationship with my wife as a healthy adult. And I talk about a healthy adult. That's somebody that is willing to have empathy and validate the other person's feelings. At the same time, share my own feelings and put boundaries down at times when maybe I feel like I'm getting attacked or I'm not being heard. And that's what, you know, I facilitate men's groups, and that's what I teach these men to put on their big boy shoes. Let's show up as healthy adults.
Right. I love that. Okay. So perfect. So the 7 tips to enhance the intimacy in your life, is that from this book or do you have another book?
Well, my book out now is called, and ready for this one, Don't Put Your Crap in Your Kid's Diaper.
It is. Okay, so I do have that one. Okay, yeah. So perfect. I love it. And so tell us a little bit. Well, so do you have 2 books now?
Yes.
Good for you. Good for you.
Thank you.
And who are you when you're not writing?
Well, I'm a guy that came from a really tough childhood. I'm a guy that came from a childhood that, if I shared my feelings or, God forbid, cried, my dad would call me his little girl.
Mm.
He was an alcoholic, and if he didn't come home at a certain time, it meant he was going to come home drunk, and it meant he was going to hurt someone. So, Kim, what I talk about to people is that you really have to know the version of intimacy you grew up with in your own childhood. And because the truth is, you know, if I see my parents nurturing each other, taking care of each other in a healthy way, respecting each other, or did I grow up in a childhood where one was yelling at each other all the time? There was no coping mechanism. Somebody was running out the door, controlling, shutting down. All of these things are going to show up in your relationship as an adult.
You have to be aware of
the version of intimacy you received.
Thomas, I so agree with you. I talk about that in my show all the time because I believe what you've learned and what your husband or whoever your partner is, they've learned, okay, and then you're trying to mesh them together and, oh my God, you're going to see like a whole nother fireworks, or it's going to be like, oh, I knew that, or you do that, and it, you know, but yeah, you're coming from things that you've been given through your life.
Yeah, you know, I call it the time traveling process. Mm-hmm. We're not only in a relationship with our spouse, but also in a relationship with our spouse's childhood messages as well. I mean,
right.
I've had many clients where they shut down with each other when they're spouse makes a certain face, a nonverbal message. They don't always have to be verbal messages, but there's a whole load of messaging that goes with a certain face, a certain sign. All of these things, you know, there's times, you know, I may go back to being a child if I feel like I'm not being listened to by my wife.
Wow.
I may go back to, and my wife may start to present her voice. I may hear my wife the way I heard my father or my mother. Not what she says, it's what I hear. I tell couples that all the time. A lot of times what you hear isn't what the person says. We have filters that are distorted from childhood. And if we were criticized very much in our own childhood, well, your spouse may say something, you know, to you that's constructive, but you may hear it like you're a bad person, like you're not good enough. All of these things have to be unraveled and talked about and discussed if you're going to get close in your relationship.
Oh my God, I love this. I love this. I totally, totally agree, because there's times that I'm just going to say it to my husband, you know, about my relationship. I'll say, honey, you know, I'm not putting you down, but I would have done it this way. Oh my God. You know, that's like, I guess I am putting him down, but it's not, it's just
hearing.
Exactly. And so how do you get through, you know, that communication?
Well, one of the things I do is, first, if you're going to change, you have to have awareness. You know, in my book, I talk about 3 essentials: awareness, action, and maintenance of those actions.
Mm.
Without awareness, I don't know what actions to take, and without actions is nothing to maintain. So first, I need to be aware. How am I aware? Well, you could repeat back, say, listen, could you tell me what I just said? Repeat it back to me, so at least we're hearing the same thing.
Mm.
Another thing I do with couples is, this is a good one, is I make them role reverse. I'll take a situation where they had conflict, and we'll go back. Let's talk about it. Only you're the husband and you're the wife. Let's see what happens. And, you know, the funny thing is, right away they start arguing. I didn't say that. Yes, you did. No, I didn't. Yes, you did.
Wow.
No, I didn't. It goes to show how what's being said is not what you hear. And how difficult is it to have an intimate relationship if our filters are all over the place?
Right. So, Thomas, are you a therapist?
Well, I have a master's degree in social work. Went back at 50 for that. I started to facilitate groups free of charge many years ago with those who grew up as I did with negative childhood messages. You know, I truly believe that the childhood messages we receive will affect every part of our life, to the intimacy we have or don't have, to our parenting skills, to the roles we choose. You know, I ask people all the time, how many people listening to this play the role of a people pleaser? Will you say yes most of the time because it's too painful to say no? Where do you think you got the voice that says you're a bad person if you say no to others? A lot of this stuff comes from childhood, and this is all going to show up in your interpersonal relationships.
God, so, right on. I love this. So, okay, so what are we going to find in your book?
Well, in my book, you're going to find ways where you could move closer to your spouse. It all begins with communication. And I'll tell you what I found out. Here's five things that stop people from communicating. And you have to get through this. One is, I don't want to talk to my significant other because I feel like I'm wasting my time, so I don't talk. Two, I don't want to talk to my significant other because I think we're only going to yell and scream and get mad at each other, so I don't talk. Three, I don't want to talk to my significant other because I don't want to hurt their feelings, so I don't talk. Four, I don't want to talk to my significant other because I feel like I don't deserve it, like I'm being silly. I don't deserve to share my feelings. Men have this problem.
Yes.
Men many times have grown up with society's messages and parenting messages that if they share feelings, they're doing something wrong. It's not manly. And the fifth thing is, I don't want to talk to my significant other because somehow I'm going to be the bad guy in this. All five of those reasons of why we don't talk to our spouse are all wrong. And you need to stop the story you're making up, because if you make that story true in your mind, you're never going to start and work through this. So I teach communication tools. For instance, I'd like to talk to you about this issue, but I don't want us to start arguing. And if we're going to start arguing, we need to stop and talk about it later. I need to hear what you have to say. You need to hear what I have to say. And if either of us feel like we're not being heard, well, then we need to stop. You know, you need to create a safe place, a safe environment, where nobody's shutting down, nobody's yelling and screaming, and you're able to hear each other. Again, if you don't do that, you're not going to move forward.
So it sounds like you're setting up the ground rules and,
yeah,
and saying, I want to talk to you about something, but I don't want to fight. And a lot of times you set that up, which is kind of like you're setting, you know, I would hear somebody say, okay, well, then don't say it.
Rules of engagement, I call it.
Okay.
Yes, it is. And it also is important to know that when you're doing these things, it takes time. You know, when you're learning a new technique in life, it doesn't come easy right away.
Right.
So I tell my clients, you know, sometimes you have to put a boundary down. You have to say, look, we're yelling. We both want to be right. When two people want to be right, they become victims to each other. Nobody's listening. So if we get caught up in a I want to be right conversation, we need to choose closeness instead. We got to stop this and go back to hearing what the other person says. Now, again, this doesn't work the first time, works a little better the second time, works better the third time. But like anything else, if you develop healthy habits, I say that with little kids too, in my parenting book, we can't control our children's behavior. That doesn't work. A child's going to do what they want to do. What we want to do is instill in them the tools to control their own behavior, where they want to take the right action on their own through developing healthy habits. Same thing with couples. When you start to develop healthy habits, this stuff's really not that hard to do, but you got to practice it. It takes time.
Right. Oh, gosh. I love your attitude. You know, I just think that, well, let me go back to what I was asking you. So I want to talk about something, okay, but I don't want to argue. And then they say, well, don't talk about it then. Is that somebody who doesn't want to be involved or, like, engaged in what you're talking about?
Yeah, listen, you know what? Again, I can't change that person's behavior. The best thing I could do is model good behavior for myself. And, you know, the most important relationship all of us have in life truly isn't the one we have with our spouse or our children or our parents. It's the one we have with ourselves. That's the problem with me. We need to work on that. And if your spouse is not willing to be in the relationship and work on the relationship, there's nothing you could really do. You got to make choices then. Then mm-hmm. Your choice is, do I get out of this? Do I stay in this? But you need two people to work on this. And if somebody's not willing to look at that communication piece and better it, and better that communication piece. I have to tell you, you know, there's times I shock my clients. They'll sit down in front of me. I'll have a couple in front of me. And I'll say, okay, what could you do to make the relationship better? I'll go to the wife, then I'll go to the husband. If one of them say, well, there's nothing, I'm doing everything right, I say, okay, well, we got to stop, session over. And I go, whoa, wait a minute, we just started, we just paid you. Well, if you're going to sit here and say there's nothing you could think of to make your relationship better, I can't help you. So I try to get them to try and zone away from their partner's problems and start to zone in on, okay, I know what I need in my relationship. Well, I'm sorry, I know what I want in my relationship, but what do I need to do to get what I want? Mm-hmm. I try to reframe their thinking a little bit to how they could make it better, because most of the time, couples come to see me and all they want to tell me is how they're right and the other person's wrong. And that never fixes anything.
Yeah, I love it. You know, will you stay with us? We need to take a really quick break, but I want to kind of go through some more intimacy. And, of course, we've got Valentine's Day around the corner and maybe some things that you can help us kind of move into that next holiday. That would be great. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. You are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And I'd love to give some Harlem Globetrotter tickets away. And, of course, this is their 90th year, and we've got tickets for you. All you have to do is call us right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Also, I'd love you to tune in to our show in the morning from 6 to 8 on Saturday mornings. And, of course, when you call in, ask make sure that you are asking to be on our newsletter. And of course, we don't take that information for anything else. We just are sending you that newsletter to keep you posted with all the events that are happening and our shows. So we'd love to include you in that. And again, you are listening to the Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
Rubicon Theater Company is Ventura County's premier destination for professional theater. Join the Kim Pagano Show at the first main stage performance of 2016. See Rock City, playing January 27th to February 14th in Ventura's downtown cultural district. This tender and poignant play is the sequel to last season's critically acclaimed Last Train to Nebrock. Reunite with May and Raleigh, played by Lily Nixay and Eric Odom, as they navigate the joys and struggles of married life. See Rock City is sponsored by Janet and Mark L. Gold and Son, and Wells Fargo Private Bank. See this touching love story in the company's intimate 180-seat theater. To purchase tickets, visit www.rubicontheater.org or call 805-667-2900. That's 805-667-2900.
Biodental Healing is not your ordinary dental office. We believe in a different approach to dentistry. Holistic dentistry. Holistic dentistry aims to help you enhance the overall health of your mind, body, and spirit through the power of alternative dental care. Experience our VIP touch, including removal of dangerous mercury fillings with extreme safe protective protocols. We even match your body with the ideal filling materials personalized for you. Located just off the 101 in Newberry Park, schedule an appointment today with Dr. David Villarreal. Call 805-375-2233. That's 805-375-2233.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of the 805, the Kim Pagano Show. And, of course, we have lots of stuff that we're giving away. I'd love to give some, let's see here. How about some, I'm looking for something here, but The Habit. That's one of my other favorite. I love their green beans there. Tom, have you had their green beans?
Yes, we go there frequently.
I know.
And we have some gluten people.
Yeah.
So they select things like that.
I know. Anyways, I'd love to give out a couple of gift certificates. And they're actually for kids. So you could be a hero in somebody's life. And I'd love to share those with you. And of course, oh my God, all of their burgers are amazing. So if you're listening right now, call right now and get that. That's a couple gift certificates to that. 805-419-0008. We're talking with Thomas Gagliano, and we're talking about don't put your crap in your kid's diaper. The cleanup cost can last a lifetime. And what a great name. Where'd you get that name, first of all?
I debated about putting that word in crap a few times, but I really wanted to bring something home. And Kim, I don't want to make light. Parenting is the most difficult undertaking I've ever done. It's really, really tough. It's tough, especially when you grew up with the wrong messaging. But I wanted to create a book about my experiences in my life and my experiences with dealing with others and really let parents recognize what areas of their parenting skills are really strong and what areas need a little bit of tweaking, need a little help. Because, again, you know, we love our kids, want to do the best we can with our kids, but sometimes we could put some of our emotional baggage in our children, trying to protect them, trying to do some of those things, jumping in too fast, protecting them too much or neglecting them too much. We could do either one too much. And I just wanted to give parents a little blueprint on how to create a child with integrity and self-esteem, one that can face the world in a productive way.
I love it. I love it. So are you a father?
Oh, yeah. I have four kids.
I do, too. Okay,
yeah,
cool.
I have two boys, two girls.
I do, too.
There you go.
Wow. See,
yep.
I love that. I feel like we have the best of the both worlds, you know?
Yep.
So, okay. So let's talk about, I know that you have 7 tips to enhance your intimacy in your life. Let's just jump in to that.
Okay. Well, the first one we were talking about, and that is making a safe environment for your spouse where you can talk about your feelings, about your struggles, safety, where nobody shuts, there's rules of engagement. Nobody shuts down. Nobody rages in anger. You both hear each other. You both need to know what the triggers are. I'm not safe when I'm in this area with you. I'm not safe when you go to this place without me. Safety with words. I'm not safe when you say, oh, that's retarded, or your feelings are silly, or you start to begin to talk to each other in ways where you're not triggering each other, you're not hurting each other, so you can get through that and you can start to get to really get to know what's really going on inside. You know, many of us, again, we spoke about intimacy. If we came from childhoods where we didn't see our parents nurturing each other in healthy ways, what happens is we really need to learn how to do this. And I say this again, especially men who felt that maybe sharing feelings wasn't something they were comfortable with. So I also talk about, you know, the next piece is that relationships are not always 50-50. You know, listen, my wife has strengths I don't have, I have strengths she doesn't have, and that's okay. You can't go into every situation with expectations because they're going to set up predetermined resentments. You know, my wife, God bless her, is great with my mother. I don't know how she does it. God bless her, you know. But when it comes to discipline the kids, she needs a little work with that. I'm better with that. That's okay. It's like a baseball team where all of a sudden the team scores 10 runs in the first inning. The hitting team could quit and go, oh, gee, I didn't know he was going to score 10 runs in the first inning. Or they could turn around and say, okay, you know what? We need to score more than we thought. Hang in there. Support each other more. When one person's down, we don't beat them down more. We support them as best as we can. What can I do for you? I know with me and my wife, many times I go to problem solve. That's what men do sometimes.
That is where, exactly.
Yeah, she's got to tell me, you know, Tom, I don't need you to solve the problem. All I need from you is to listen to me, to hear me. And there's other times I feel like she's controlling me. And I'll say, you know what? When you do that, I feel controlled. I'm not saying you're meaning to do that. But when you do that, I feel controlled. I need to be able to say that. Now, she turns and says, oh, that's silly and stupid. I'm not controlling you. Well, she just shut me down. I don't want to talk about that anymore. And I go away. That's not what you want.
Right.
You want to stay in the conversation, and you want to say how you feel, not attacking, not telling the other person that they meant to hurt you, but to share your feelings. So you got to know that relationships in all situations are not 50-50. We spoke about the version of intimacy that we see in childhood, number 3, and number 4, the time traveling process. And that's, you know, sometimes when we mistaken our spouse's voices with that of our mother or father because of the childhood that we had.
So it's a trigger. You're talking about a trigger, correct?
Trigger again.
Okay.
Correct. And you know, there's those times where you got to really know when to choose right or when to be close. You really do. I mean, there are times we can always jump in and show our spouse they're wrong and we're right. And many times, you know what that gets you? A lot of nothing. So sometimes you got to choose closeness instead. In other words, listen, I'm sorry that happened to you. I'm sad that hurt you. Not, I told you that was going to happen. Why didn't you listen to me?
Right.
If you want to be right, you can, but you're not going to get close.
Right.
And
I always
really
say,
got to distinguish.
Do you want to be right or do you want to be happy? So
happy,
I
close,
like that.
Exactly.
Yeah. Do you want to be right or do you want to be, you know, choose closeness? That is so right, because so many of us says, I told you so, or, you know, you should have done it my way. What's that doing? Is this really shutting out your partner, correct?
Exactly. It's pushing them away.
And
your partner,
Thomas,
wants to know that you got their back, that you know how they feel. Even, you know, if I do something with my wife that hurts her, and let's say I have no clue it hurts her, I don't have to apologize for something I didn't know was wrong. But I still could say, you know, I'm sorry that you're hurt. I'm sorry that that made you sad. I may not have known that I did it. I don't have to. If I think I did something wrong, I need to say it. But maybe I don't know that I hurt her or made her sad. I still can be empathetic and say, I'm sorry that you're sad. It's very important to present yourself in a way where your partner says, you know what? He or she really knows how I feel.
Right. I love that. So let me ask you a question. What does intimacy mean to you?
Intimacy, well, it's a great question. You know, let me reframe that question. Intimacy in the dictionary means closeness. It means warmth, trust, all of those things. But then my question again is, what did you grow up with intimacy? Is that what it meant to you? Now, if it didn't mean those things to you, you need to understand that you may run from intimacy then. You may sabotage intimacy in your life. That's why my number 7 point is, be aware of your inner critic. Now, if you have an inner critic that's telling you you don't deserve to be loved, or an inner critic that says to you that you need to control the whole process in order to be happy. If you have these, and that's what I talk about in my first book, The Problem Was Me. If you have a warden that is sabotaging your relationships because he's telling you all the things you're doing wrong, never allowing you to celebrate what's going right in your life, it's very difficult for you to find intimacy. So you need to be able to be aware of your messaging, awareness first. Take some actions you may not feel like taking because they're going to be uncomfortable, and then maintain those actions until you become comfortable with those actions. And that's how you could learn to be intimate, even if you had no modeling for intimacy.
I love it. And now, Thomas, are we going to find all of this in this book?
Some of it you will. This is the second book is more of a parenting book. The first book, The Problem Was Me, is more about my journey through addictions. I was a bully. I was an addict. And what I did to fix what was broken inside of me, and what I've helped other men and women also fix their brokenness inside of them so they can allow love in to their life.
Mm-hmm. Would you send that one to me? I'd love to have you back on our recovery show.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure.
I love that. So this one, are we going to be learning about intimacy in here? Are we going to be learning
about... Yes, you're going to find in this one here with children ways that you create, again, that safe environment, let's say. You know, my children need to be able to share their feelings with me, their struggles, their sexual orientation, a curiosity with drugs. And they need to know that there is somebody at home that they could share their struggles with. If not, the child, like myself, will develop negative core beliefs. They'll say, what's the matter with me? You know, I always say, when my dad was out doing the wrong thing at 9, 10 years old, I didn't say, oh, gee, my dad's an alcoholic. At 9 or 10, I said to myself, what's the matter with me? I must be unlovable. Mm. I must be damaged goods, or my dad wouldn't be doing this.
Right.
So I tell parents first and foremost, in their relationship with their partner and with their children, to create a safe place where your child shares their struggles. Do we want our children to share their struggles with us, or do we want them to solicit that information from the wrong people?
Wow.
I think we all know what that answer is.
Yeah, definitely. No, we want it to start with us.
Exactly.
And I love where you're going, and just your knowledge and your growth. And yeah, where do people find your books?
They can go to my website and they could leave me a message, theproblemwasme.com. That's my website. And I will return any questions that they might have. They can go to Amazon.com and they can get either book from Amazon.com. Visit my website. I have some nice, neat stuff on there.
Great. And so leave us with the brighter side of a relationship. Leave us with a really quick tip.
I'll give you a great tip is that sometimes in life we have to reach out and take the hand of others, people that have walked through this before. I really believe that healthy growth comes from a we process, not a me process. So reach out to other people, people that you respect, what they're doing in their relationship. Ask them, say, tell me what you've done. How do you do that? Allow them to help you. And asking for help sometimes could be very, very uncomfortable. You may have to do something you don't feel like doing. But I urge people to reach out to others and allow them to do for you what you can't do for yourself.
Gosh, I love that. I love that. I think many hands make little work, and we all have to work together. I thank you for sharing your journey with us, Thomas Gagliano, and, of course, your book, Don't Put Your Crap in Your Kid's Diaper. What a great name. And thank you so much. I hope you share our show with everyone. And again, thank you again.
I sure will. Thank you for having me on.
You got it. All right. We are at the end of our show. Didn't that go fast? And great guests. And of course, we're going to end our show with a moment of happiness. Don't be afraid to give yourself everything you've ever wanted in life. And stop searching, because happiness is right next to you. With that, you've been listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of the 805. I look forward to talking to you next week. And have a great rest of your weekend. Talk to you.